To save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me, for thou art my strength. Into thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. I have hated them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul and adversities, and hast not shut me up into the hand of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eyes consumed with grief. Yea, my soul and my belly, for my life is spent with grief. My years with sighing. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity. My bones are consumed. I was reproached. I was approached among all my enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and fear to my acquaintance, they that did see me without fled from me. I am forgotten as a dead man. Out of mind am I like a broken vessel, for I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side. While they took counsel together against me, they devised to take away my life. But I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. Yeah. Amen. The Lord had a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. Let's just bow in a word of prayer on tonight. Amen. Father, we are so appreciative of the opportunity to be able to come here into the presence of the Lord. Father, our desire is to see you just move in our midst. And pray, God, that the Holy Ghost would just have its way in this service here tonight. We pray that you'd help us to get ourselves out of the way. Let us forget about the week that has passed, maybe the different troubles that have come into our lives. God, tonight we count it all joy. And we believe, Lord Jesus, that you're using these things to give us strength. And as we, Lord, just enter into your presence, we pray that you would meet us here, God, in a special way. May you bless God. The minister, as he would come to preach the word of the Lord tonight, and, you know, exactly what every heart needs. So God, meet us here at the point of our need tonight. Bless those that have arrived, those that are still on the way, those that are unable to be with us tonight. God, look upon them as well. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. Amen. Let's sing the song that you all are playing. If I could just get the words, amen, to this sound of your great name. Lost and saved, find their way at the sound of your great name. All condemned and feel no shame. It's at the sound of your great name. Every fear, it has no place. It's at
But Jesus, Jesus, if my heart will sing, oh, no other name but Jesus, Jesus, and my heart will praise, oh, no other name but Jesus, hey, Jesus, my heart will praise, my heart will praise, no other name, no my heart will sing, no other name, oh, but Jesus, hey, sweet Jesus, oh, my heart will sing, Son of God and man, oh, you are hiding in heaven. All the world will praise your great name.
Come on, give the Lord a hand of praise. Worthy of our praise. Amen. He's an awesome God. I said he is an awesome God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. He keeps making ways out of no ways, keeps opening the doors that we cannot see. He's an awesome God. Let's sing a little bit of that tonight.
Say, my God is awesome and he can move mountains and keep He heals me when I'm broken, the strength where I've been weakened, wherever he will reign. Yes, my God is awesome. Yes, he is. They say awesome. Oh, awesome. Thank you, Lord. You are
awesome.
Hey, my God. Yes, he is. God is awesome.
Heals me with a blow.
Heals me with a blow.
Strength where I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Praise His holy name.
Praise His holy name.
Thank you, Jesus.
But Brother Ben, that's in the wheelchair there at Pinnacle Palms, last time we went, he was telling us how he had been diagnosed with a couple of illnesses. And cancer was one of those things that he was talking about. And we asked Sister Tanya to share her testimony with him just to kind of uplift his faith. And Brother Quinton had a word of prayer, over him. Just believe in God that he would just bring a mighty healing to Mr. Ben. I know he's in his 80s, but we know a God that's able, no matter how old you are. Amen. A God that's able. So I want to ask the church just continue to remember, amen, Mr. Ben in prayer. We'll be looking forward to hearing the testimony of God doing something major, amen, for him. Praise the Lord. So don't forget that the tent meeting's coming up in Okeechobee at the end of April. Brother Branham like to call it personal workers. And if we have anybody that wants to just kind of help out, whether it's, just being able to pray with people at the altar, be a part of the praise team that we're going to have set up. If you want to be a part of that, please let me know. Amen. We're going to start working on some things. And we want to have a certain order as we go out there just to minister to those that will be coming. Keep those services in prayer, and God would just bring people from all walks of life, amen, into that. And I tell you, just make sure that you're prayed up, amen, and everything, because you might run into some things that you don't see in church too often. You need to be prepared, amen, not afraid. This is ministry, amen, and this is what it's all about. So I encourage you, make sure you're prayed up and make sure you got no sin in your life, because even the devil will reveal your sin.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Go trying to cast the devil out, the devil cast you out. So just be careful. But we want to do what the Lord has called us to do, and so glad that we have this open door. So keep that. Amen. Keep those services in prayer. And the brothers, you all can come at this time. And we'll take tonight's offering. Let's just bow our heads in the word of prayer. Father, as we come to give as you have given to us, we trust that you would use it for your glory and for your honor, that you would bless, amen, our giving tonight. Thank you for meeting every need of this church. Thank you for the meeting the needs of your people. God, you are certainly awesome. We see you provide over and over again. And God, we are under expectation. We just give you praise in advance for how you will position us and transition us into our new church and new school. So God, as we just continue to give, amen, towards that, we pray that you bless our giving, and that you would get all the glory, that you get all the honor, and all the praise. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. long as this was in my spirit, I just want to do it.
There's something about the name Jesus. Something about the name Jesus. Hey, it is the sweetest name. Yeah, I know. There's something about the name Jesus. Yes, it is. There's something about the name Jesus. Well, it is the sweetest name I know. Oh, how I love the name Jesus. Oh, how I love the name Jesus. Yeah. Oh, how I love the name Jesus. You see,
yeah!
I know.
Oh, 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 oh.
give a praise in this place. Just your name, like the name of Jesus. Power in the name of Jesus. Healing in the name of Jesus. Deliverance is in the name of Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatever you need, you ask God. In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
And he'll grant it to you. Amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord another hand of praise.
Tonight to have our precious brother Willie McGowan, amen, from the Yukon. I always say Alaska because it's so close to Alaska, but Yukon is actually in Canada, just way north, and my understanding it gets pretty cold this time of year. Brother Willie was telling me that there are some days it's 40 degrees. Amen. I said, okay, that's about right. And then it drops to 40 below. See, I ain't never seen nothing like that. I ain't seen it. I ain't looking for it. You know, 40 below. I said, wow. You know, but you know, we thank God just to have him here and all the churches that he passed by. Amen. On his way from Yukon to here in South Florida. We're grateful. Amen. The Lord sent him our way. It's been a few years that he's been here, but we're happy to have him back. Amen. One more time. And we trust that the Lord will use him to speak to our hearts tonight. Amen. Let's sing a chorus to this song, Amazing Grace, as our brother Willie McGowan comes to minister to our hearts. Amen.
Amazing grace. How sweet the Ephesians 6, starting at verse 10. So finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand and stand. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 4. Start at verse 1. Therefore, see, we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craft, and not having the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God.
And if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world has blinded the mind of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Notice where they are blinded. They are blinded in their mind. Uh-huh. Amen. They can't get a revelation. They can't understand the things of God, for the God of this evil world has blinded their mind.
In their mind. Mm-hmm.
For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servant for Christ's sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that excellent power may be of God and not of us. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, surely, Lord, we count it a privilege to be gathered here with the saints tonight, Lord. And God, I just ask you to move us aside, Lord, that they might be blessed, Lord. May your presence be recognized by us, Lord. We know when we realize that you are here, Lord, then that's your cellar, Lord, because there's nothing too hard for you. You're able and willing to meet any need that we have, Lord. And I just pray, God, you break the bread of life to us, and may it fall on good ground and bring forth fruits of eternal life. I ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I want to preach on the battle of the mind.
All right.
Amen. We know that there's a great warfare that's going on. It's not a flesh and blood battle, but it's a spiritual warfare.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. This is the greatest battle ever fought.
Right.
Amen. We have fought it for the greatest prize that we ever fought for.
All right. Mm-hmm.
You know, when people fight for a cause, people go to fight, they go to war, they go for a cause, they're fighting for a principle.
But
we are fighting for eternal life.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. This cause is worth giving everything for.
Yes.
It's worth dying for. Amen.
Right.
It's worth living for.
Right.
This is the greatest cause that it ever was.
Amen.
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 Amen. So man, we are in this warfare constantly. We're in the warfare right now.
Yes, sir.
Amen. It's between right and wrong. It's between mm-hmm. doubt and faith.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Amen. You can't get out of warfare even when you come to church.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Amen. Because the devil comes to you.
Right.
But he didn't come to get anything. He come to rob you.
Right. Exactly.
Amen.
Exactly.
Amen. That's when we're in a great warfare, but we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We are more than a match for the devil, because the one inside of us have already conquered him.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen.
Come on.
Amen. And that's what you got to meet your enemy is in your mind.
All right.
Hmm.
That's the battleground.
Yes.
That what Satan and God is fighting is in your mind.
Come on.
All right.
Come on.
Amen. Satan is trying to acknowledge your thought to displease the word.
Wow.
Or ignore the word. But God is trying to get you to believe the word.
Right.
And then that word drops down in your heart and become a revelation.
Right. Amen. Exactly.
So that way you got to meet your enemy is in your mind.
Right.
If Satan can defeat you in your mind, then you are a defeated person.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So because the word is the first coming in the mind and drop into the soul.
Uh-huh.
Amen. A lot of people, if you let it stay in the mind, it won't do you much good.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Head knowledge, you can't overcome with head knowledge.
Yeah.
It's got to be a revelation.
Right.
Amen. Amen. You know, a lot of people, they get lost in the head, but it's got to come in the heart.
Right. Right.
I'm going to say, if you get too much in the head, you come top heavy, and then you fall over.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
When you get a heart, you got a revelation.
Yes, sir. Come on.
Brother Brown said, the greatest battle ever fought. So the mind is the gate to the soul.
Yeah. Right.
Your mind open it up, accept the spirit or reject the spirit.
Right.
Amen. He said, you can have a little conscience and a little feeling and a little sensation. And all these things, that has nothing to do with it. Amen. It's just sensational thing, but when it comes into reality, your mind opens up. Your mind either accepted or rejected.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. So the word has to be accepted in the mind, bleed in the heart, and then the word of God become a reality to you.
Amen. My God.
Amen. Let's look at Romans 12. Romans 12, 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Mm-hmm. And don't you know nothing special, that's your reasonable service. And be not conformed to the world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind,
glory to God,
that you may prove what is a good, acceptable, and perfect will of God.
Amen.
Amen. So be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yeah.
Amen. Now, the renewing means like you construct your work, a renovation of your mind.
Right.
To be made over for better.
Yeah.
Amen. Mm-hmm. And that's how you're transformed by the renewing of your mind. Amen. See, brother, I said in the best of the greatest battle ever fought, it's your mind that opens the door or close the door.
Wow.
And listen to your conscience or listen to your memories or listen to your affection. But when your mind closes itself to these things and let God, the Spirit of His Word, come in, it blows the rest of the stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
Every doubt is gone. Every fear is gone. Every sensation of a doubt is gone. Every feeling is gone. There's nothing standing there but the Word of God, and Satan cannot battle against that.
Right.
Amen. Amen. So the mind accepted the Word. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
It accepted the life, which is the Word, and that brings the life in you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Now, we know Satan, so the battle is the mind, so Satan battles with our mind system.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen. The first thing that Satan used on the human race was reason.
That's right. Amen.
That's the first tactic on human beings, and it worked, and it still worked.
That's exactly right. That's
true,
brother.
Amen. A lot of people, they can't see the word because they're trying to figure it out. It's not reasonable. It's not supposed to be reasonable. Yeah. It's supposed to be believed.
Right.
Amen. Amen.
And you can figure out God, you don't need a revelation.
All right.
Mm. But how do we take our little human brain and figure out God?
Amen.
When God just spoke the world in existence.
Right. Mm.
Only way we know God is why He reveals Himself to us. That means people can know the Greek and they can know the Hebrew and still don't know God.
That's right.
Right.
But God is not known by education, He's known by revelation.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So Satan, you reason. Satan didn't just come out and say all the word is wrong when he told me. He said, well, God was wrong. He said, well, God's right. You wouldn't listen to it. But Satan is more reasonable than that.
All right.
Amen.
All right.
Amen. So you can't out-reason him. Amen. You got to depend on God. Amen.
Amen.
And God has already defeated him.
Yes, mm.
But Satan just comes and says, has God said you should not eat of the trees of the garden? And he come back with the word. God said, we can't eat of the trees. We can eat of the trees of the garden, but if we touch the tree of, in the midst of the garden, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, then we'll die. Satan said, well, he's wrong, you won't die. He said, well, that was surely not that.
Come on.
Look at all that problem that not he put in.
Yeah.
That was surely not that. That's all he put in there. Look at all the trouble he caused.
Mm-hmm.
And he reasoned with it, said, if you eat of it, you will know and you will be like God.
Uh-huh.
Well, wasn't she already like God?
Mm-hmm.
They had eternal life.
Right.
It was already like God.
Yeah.
But she wanted some of Satan's life, and that was called the fall.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And got it like Satan. Like I said, Satan is a real reasonable person.
My God.
A creature, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. But you don't have to reason with him. You can take the revelation of the Word of God, and if we say anytime,
right,
any place, right, or any
right,
circumstance.
Right, right, right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. So Satan brought death to the human race by reason. That's what we're told to cast down reason.
Yes, amen. Mm-hmm.
It ain't what you think in your mind, it's what you believe in your heart.
Right.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. It's what your heart telling you and not your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 3. So though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the putting down of strongholds. casting down imaginations. That word, if you look it up in the Greek, that means reason. Casting down imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that we can do that.
Yeah.
We should be victorious Christians that we can bring every thought to the obedience of the Word of God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Brother, that's an unbelief catching reason. Unbelief rely on reason. Present day thing, faith don't do it. Faith holds at that word, but faith places itself on the unmovable rock, of God's eternal word. Amen. Faith won't look at reason. Amen. Amen. I don't care how much you can show that it would be better if the words say so, faith rests there. And that's where your faith rests.
Right.
The word says it. All that, it don't matter what it looked like or what anybody else said, what the word said, that's where faith rests.
Right.
Amen. If you got a revelation of the word, nobody can take a revelation of what?
Right.
Now, if somebody talk you into it, somebody talk you out of it.
Right.
There'll be a lot of people been around for about 30, even 40 years. The last 3 years, they're falling away, brother.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They had knowledge of the message.
Right.
Some of them even preached it, and they was good preaching.
Right.
Well, guilty call them down repentance anyway.
Yes.
Amen. But they went back because they had no revelation. Yes. Nobody can take a revelation from them.
Hallelujah.
And someone said, I was deceived. You was, but that was before they came to the message.
All right. Amen.
Amen.
And they never got a revelation.
Yeah.
So they're still deceived.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen. So Satan works on their reason. And their reason said, well, it'd be better. This message is too hard. And we, that, you know what they said now? We're just preaching a gospel of love. Love of the things of the world.
Yes, free.
Love to be like the world.
All right.
They said we're free, and that freedom they'll never be for it. There is no freedom outside of Christ. They're free to live like the world.
Yeah.
Well, all sinners are free to live like the world.
That's right.
But as a Christian, we don't care to live like the world.
Right.
We are free in Christ. We are free to live according to the word of God.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Brother Brown said in a message from that time, he said, I suppose practically all of us here tonight could call. Now, he's talking about memory. I'm talking about how Satan fights you on memory. And you know what memory is? You can recall things in your mind, an experience that already passed. And he said, I suppose all of us tonight could recall the memory of certain things that taken place at certain times. And from that time, something changed. Such and such a thing happened, and from that time, it was different. And it's a good thing that we can. And some of those memories are things that we think is worthy things that change.
Mm.
And there are some things that's not worth thinking of.
That's right.
See, there's some things that are worthy things. You can think of the time that God got hold of your life and things changed for that. You walk different from it all. But there's other things that in your past they're not worthy of thinking of.
Right. Yeah.
So Satan ain't gonna remind you of the good things.
Right.
He's gonna remind you of the bad things.
Right.
Well, next time, dude, just remind him that he got the wrong address.
Amen.
I mean, he got the right house, but that guy don't live there no more.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And Satan fights you in your memory.
Yeah.
Even when you got to get something from God, Satan can bring your past sin in your memory.
Yes, he can.
Amen. So he accuses you used to do that. You just tell him you didn't do it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if that guy did, you don't have to be identified with it then.
Right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I remember a story. One guy is struggling in town. He met somebody that grew up with him. So, I met John and he said he knew you then. He said you used to do this and you used to do that. I said, did you know? I said, no. So when John said he knew, he said, well, tell. He said that he knew the guy that died. Amen. And next time you see John, tell him to come by. I'll tell him how that old guy died.
Amen.
Amen. Satan always try to identify you with your past. And
right.
Even as a Christian, you do something wrong, and Satan keep beating you around the bush.
That's right. That's
but
right.
When it's under the blood, God
That's
don't
it.
Remember why
Amen.
You meditate on.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. We're not Catholic. We don't have to do penance.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Right. God knows that if you do something wrong, as a Christian I'm talking about, you don't mean to do it. It's a mistake. God don't even count it against you.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed is the man who God will not impute sin.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Right. You're in the sinner's ward. God can't see you. He sees your sacrifice.
Yeah. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
But Satan allows him to work on our memory. Sometimes, even when you're trying to believe God for a healing, it's hard to say, remember so-and-so tried it and they didn't get well. That got nothing to do with them. That's your faith in God.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And all things are possible to those who believe.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We should believe that. We heard it enough.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That's the theme of the campaign.
Yes.
Amen. The theme song with Jesus Christ to say yesterday, today, and forever. The prophet preached that message more than any other breath. Message. God is trying to get us to realize that he's the same God.
Right.
Amen.
And all things are possible with him.
Amen.
God don't change. He's the present tense God.
Amen.
He's not the God I great I was or the great I will be. He's the great I am. He's
right.
The present tense God.
Right, right, right.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Praise God. But, you know, I'm going to say no. They tried to work on our senses to get us to disbelieve the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Philippians 3. Verse 13. Paul speaking there. You know, Paul had quite a background. The brother, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen. Paul was persecuting the church. Paul said, I was a blasphemer when I did the evil. Amen. He was doing everything he can against the church of God, and no doubt Satan reminded him. But he said, I forgot those things behind and pressed the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
Right.
And that's what we got to do. No matter what you did in the past, it's forgiven when you become in Christ. You just press the mark of the high calling of Christ.
Right.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. Forget all about the past and live for the present.
Mm.
Amen. And keep going forward in the service of the Lord. Let's look at Ephesians. We try to watch our time.
All right, brother.
I know it's a weekday and you probably work, but don't get too tired.
All right.
Amen. Okay, Ephesians 2. And you who has quickened, who was dead in sin and trespass. Now he made you alive. Quickened means made alive after death. You were dead in sin and trespass, but he has quickened you. In time past, we walked according to the course of the world, according to the prince of the power of air, the spirit of now working in the children of disobedience. Among whom also we all had our conversation in time past in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as us. Mm-hmm. Now notice, we all had our way of living in time past like that.
Right.
Amen. And our nature was like the children of the world. That's when we had to have a nature change.
Right.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people say they got a different definition of being a Christian, is being religious. That got nothing to do with it. Your nature got to be changed.
Exactly.
So long as you got a sinful nature, you're still a sinner.
That's right.
Amen. But if you got the nature of Christ, you're not a sinner.
Amen.
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 So we had that in time past, but not now. Florida. Verse 4 says, but God, who is rich in mercy.
Right. Yes.
For his great love, well, he loved us. Aren't you glad he's rich in mercy?
Amen.
His other Lord's mercy we're not consumed. Even when we were dead in sin, has quickened us together with Christ by grace, you say. And has raised us up together and made us a set in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, has quickened us together in Christ and made us a set in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Amen. The heavenly places, you know what brother said, heaven? It's a heavenly atmosphere.
Yes.
You're heavenly in your soul.
All right.
All right, but he said, everybody in one accord, nobody got nothing to give nobody. Everybody got the Holy Ghost under the blood, and everybody, their hearts up, their hands up, the witch of God, expecting God to do something in their day. Oh, what heavenly places.
Amen.
Amen. We want to be in heavenly places every time we come together.
Right.
And God will surely move because you get what you expect.
Right, amen. Exactly. Yeah.
Amen. Look at 1 Corinthians 6. Verse 9. Know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God?
Right.
Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor liberators, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor railers, nor rioters, nor exalters shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. But you're washed.
Right.
But you're sanctified.
Amen.
But you're justified.
Yes.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And by the Spirit of our God.
Amen.
Amen. See, you were like that, but you're no more. You're washed, you're sanctified, you're justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
By the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I go around that invisible union. He said, the word justified is just as though you never done it.
That's it.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
So
you're justified, it's just as though you've never done it.
Right. Amen.
Amen. But it's not even regarded at all. So how is it done? God's book of the sin of forgiveness, your old book and marriage is divorced and dead. It's not even in the memory of God. Amen. We don't think like that. You know, you do something wrong, you make a mistake, you make the same mistake, the Lord, I did it again. And God said, what again? God don't remember, because then he said, see, forgive me.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Brother, I said, I'm going to start where I was. You are justified. Therefore, being justified, it was accused, you were the accuser. You never done it in the first place.
Right. Glory.
But God said you never done it in the first place.
Amen.
What are you worried about something you never done in the first place?
Mm.
Where is the first place? The first place in the mind of God.
Right.
In the mind of God, God didn't see you as a sinner. He didn't see you as you are now, but he sees you in a glorified state.
Come
on, Amen. So don't think he foreknew, he predestinated to be the form in the image of the Son.
Amen.
And don't think he predestinated, he called.
Uh-huh.
And don't be called, he justified. And don't be justified, he already glorified. So God sees you in a finished state.
Yeah.
Though he's still working on you, but he's the author and the finisher of your faith.
Yes.
He got to bring you to that glorified state.
Yes.
If God's predestinated you to be there, you got to be there.
Yes.
So nothing can stop the predestinated will of God.
Right.
Amen. Praise God. So we can put it in the sea of forgiveness. And God can put it in the sea of forgiveness. We don't have one. Amen. But God can put it in the sea of forgiveness.
Yes.
Now a lot of people say, what did Brother Brown get the sea of forgiveness? I'll say that. It's in the Bible. And Micah 7:19, he said, he will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquity and will cast all our sins into the depth of the sea.
Upright.
Now that's the sea. He cast them into the depth of the sea. And then Hebrews 10, 16 said, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, said the Lord. I will put my laws in their heart and in their mind, and I will their sin, their iniquity, I will remember no more.
Right.
Now, if they're in the sin, he don't remember. That's not like the sin forgiven.
All right. Amen.
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 Amen. So if our thoughts are contrary to the word, then forget your thinking and take the word.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And that in Philippians, Paul tells us to think on the things that appear, that are lovely, that any praise and virtue, that are good report. All right, think on these things.
Yes, sir.
And so when you think on these things, then we're thinking the right thing.
Amen.
When you're thinking on the word of God, then God can manifest the word in your life.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God, in all times, he told Joshua, so you shall meditate on the book of the law day and night. Then tonight you knock it off from your mouth, and then shall you have good success, then shall you prosper.
Right. Mm-hmm.
By the way, to prosper is when you meditate on the word of God.
Right.
Amen. And when you think of what God has done, brother, right, when you talk about God, and you think about God, that's when he draws near.
Right.
Amen. And the psalm said, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, praise God for saving me.
Yes.
Amen. If you're saved, amen, it does something for you to think on the goodness of Jesus.
Glory.
Amen. I heard a story. One guy, he went to visit, I think it was father-in-law, and father-in-law was really down and said, what's wrong with you? There's two men, things going wrong. So the guy was pretty wise. He said, well, tell me about this, how you got saved.
Yeah.
Listen. So the old guy started talking about what God did for him. He said, well, I got no problem.
Hallelujah.
When you think of it, what God has done for you, the great God that saved you, he's going to meet your every need.
Right.
He's working everything together for your good.
Yes.
No matter what you're going through, God got it in control.
Yes.
Satan can't even do nothing to a believer unless he get permission from God.
Right. Mm. Exactly.
Amen. Then they got to be working together for your good.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Amen. But you know, Satan works on our imagination. That's a big one. Oh, a lot of people imagine all kind of things. There's nothing to it.
Mm.
Amen. Let's go to Genesis. Genesis 6. Verse 5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thought of his heart was only evil continued. And it repented God that he made man on earth, and it grieved him in his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man who I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowl of the air, for it repented me that I have made him. And Noah found grace in the eyes of God. Ain't you glad you found grace in the eyes of God?
Amen.
Amen. But why did it repent? Because every imagination of man's mind was weakened. And that's the day that we're living in. That the world, that everything they can think of is weakened. It's gross darkness. And darkness on the face of the world and gross darkness on the people. But rise and shine, for your light is gone.
Yes.
The glory of God is risen on you, and the glory of God shall be seen on you. Amen. It's just everything that's against the word, they're making it legal now.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just every kind of a virgin.
Yeah.
Amen. They call, you know, the same-sex marriage, and even they can adopt children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But a child don't have a chance.
No, that's the truth.
And they think something wrong with you, you're against it.
That's
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they think I'm crazy, they fool you. Amen. And that don't matter. They think I'm crazy, but I think they're crazy.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Amen. Depending on what side you're on.
Mm-hmm.
You remember the man with the sign says, I'm a fool for Jesus, but who fool are you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Amen. The world is crazy to the believer, and the believers are crazy to the world.
Amen.
Look how strange they look at. And your sister, you got long hair, long dress, and there's some woman with earrings all over her, and blue hair. Look at this, right? They think you're strange.
Right.
Yeah, I walked in the cash register, the woman had a ring in her tongue.
Yeah.
I had almost like a little, I almost asked her, don't that hurt? How can you eat with a ring in your tongue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
crazy. And then they paint their body with all kind of body painted and stuff. Yeah. And then they put that low cut thing so you can see all the paint. Mm-hmm. I guess they think it's pretty.
Come on,
but they're crazy.
That's right.
Yeah.
There's no insane people with Christians.
Amen.
Amen. Until you get the mind of Christ, you don't have your right mind.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
That's the truth, brother.
All right, somebody might tell you you're smart, but that's not the kind of smart you need.
Yeah.
You need the mind of Christ.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
You know, brother, you can imagine anything. You can imagine something that's false so much that until it becomes real to you.
That's true. Yeah.
You realize that?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I had people come to me and talk about things that they had a problem with, and it was all in their mind.
Mm-hmm.
I knew nothing about it. I had one guy come to me and said he just wanted to talk to me. He thought that was a misunderstanding. It sure was. And he said, I just really been picking on him for the pulpit about that. He explained the thing he did and what had happened. I said, well, that's funny. That's the first time I heard that.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was really shocked. He thought I was really having it for the pulpit, but suddenly he died, and I knew nothing about it.
Amen.
That same thing is so real in his mind. People get on such complaint that everybody is doing them wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And the only one is doing them wrong but the devil.
Right, mm-hmm. Exactly.
So everybody's against me.
Mm-hmm.
God's for you.
Right. Exactly.
Everybody's not against you,
right.
But either, what difference would it make is God is for you.
Yeah, amen. Yeah, that's the truth.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But man said, just imagine something, somebody hates you once. And they don't hate you, but you imagine they do, and you just keep thinking. They don't like you. The first thing you will be shunning that person when they haven't done nothing to you. And after a while, it becomes so a reality to you till you will actually believe that person doesn't like you. And you might bawl them out or something. For instance, your wife or your husband or your neighbor or somebody like that. The person's absolute innocent or any ill thing. It's because you are just imagining it till it becomes a reality.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Brother Jack Ryan said, people come with such problems that they imagine. Oh, you just don't like it. You can tell when you love them. No, you just said that. Why? Because their imagination told them something different.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, people have imagination. The preacher, I know he didn't like me. He didn't shake my hand.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on. Mm-hmm. To say that they're giving us our imagination, but we're not that way. It don't matter about those things. We love one another in the Lord.
Right.
And when he preaches you the word, that means he loves you.
Right.
So we don't have to preach so hard. Well, if God put it on his heart, he do have to preach so hard. That the word is good for you.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. One guy comes in and said, well, I just can't take real hard preaching. I said, well, I don't know what you're going to do, but I got to preach what God put on my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Think we came and I saw it with everybody like, what a song. But thank God, God the one gives the preacher the word to preach.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
And he'll preach it whether you want to preach it or not. He's a child of God. Amen.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Let's go to Ezekiel. They said we weren't watching our time. We got lots of notes, but we don't have to use them. Verse 8. The word said, and the word of the Lord came unto Ezekiel, saying, and thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, execute true judgment and show mercy and compassion every man to his brother. And oppress not the widow, not the father, and the stranger, not the poor, and let none of you imagine evil against his brother in your heart. Amen. So let none of you imagine evil against your brother in his heart. Amen. And now, you know, figure on imagination. Many people imagine that they are Christians when they're not.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. People got reason to think they're Christians. Say, so, well, I joined church.
Yeah.
Well, I'm proud you can't join this one. You got to be born into it.
Amen.
So when I go to church, every Sunday, every Wednesday, no matter if you live in it, it don't make you a Christian.
Right now.
Amen. Right. You can live in a garage, you don't make you a car.
That's right.
That's it. Amen. You got to be born into the family of God.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Well, I got religion. You got religion, but you got to get Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You know, and you know, I always say, and Proverbs say, when a religion is a covenant, and when a man gets religion, he put on a new coat. Amen. He looks different. He acts different. He put on a new coat. But when he get Christ, he got a new person in the coat.
Amen.
Your religion, it won't last unless you get Christ. Amen. But some people imagine they're Christians. Say, I know I'm, and you can't talk about that. Well, I told you, it's in their imagination. They base their absolute on something other than the Word of God. Maybe they're based on speaking tongues. I see people speaking tongues and want a bit more Christian than nothing.
That's right.
So how? By their fruits, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, when one, 4th of July, we had out by the park there, they had Canada, not that 1st of July. That's Canada Day. They celebrate the 1st of July. They were we out giving out tracts to book to talk to people. One woman come up there, and she was really dressed terrible. Her hair was cut off. She had on tight pants, she had makeup, gear all over, and it all cut, and she had, I know I got the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. Man, it might be a ghost, but it ain't. And without holiness, no man should see God.
All right.
But she thought sure she had the Holy Ghost, but that ghost she had was nothing holy about it.
Right.
But you couldn't convince her, she spoke in
tongues.
What they got to do with it? I've been in Pentecostal church, and they didn't even read out the scripture. They spoke in tongues, they got it, all right.
Wow.
Oh, they had a shindig. They danced in the spirit, and there were three of them, and they pair in three. They get together in three, groups of three, and one would fall out, and the other two would catch it. Sometimes I wonder, what happens if they all fall out? And they danced, and they jumped out, and he laid hands on them, and they were sprayed in the spirit. They never want the word. He said, I'm not going to preach the spirit. See? That's all they wanted, is the spirit on the flesh anyway. Amen. They never opened the word, and they got through and said, how many got the Holy Ghost? How you know? Spoken in tongues, all right. No, you got to get Christ.
Amen.
All the gifts in him, but just get him first. I mean, I go to Baptist shoes. I don't go and say, what you looking for? I need a pair of tongues. So I just bear the shoes and the tongues come with them. You get Christ and all the gifts come with it.
Right. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
But in their imagination, they're okay. But they're going to find out different unless they repent. Let's go to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 49. Verse 18. That there should be among you man or woman, a family or tribe, whom heart turned away this day from the Lord our God. To serve the God of these nations, that there should be among you a root that bears gall and wormwood. And he comes to pass, he hears the word of his curse, he blessed himself in his heart, and says, I will have peace though I walk in the imagination of my heart. Now he would disregard the curse that God had put on him if they disobey the word and serve idols. But he said, I will have peace though I walk in the imagination of my heart. Isn't that what happened then? I mean, people are saying, well, we're Christians, we're all going to heaven. No, they're walking in the imagination of their heart. They got no absolute. In that heart, I know they're saying the prophet was wrong. Well, who are they? Who vindicated them? God vindicated this message. Like no other message. God vindicated. If you going to tell me you got something better, let me see your vindication.
All right.
I don't have time to listen to them because they don't know what they're talking about. If they speak not according to the word of God, there's no light in them. There's no truth in them.
That's right.
You got the absolute. Nobody, that absolute is all you need for rapture faith.
Amen.
And this message lies rapture faith. We don't need anything beyond rapture faith.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, did I get it? Is that man? I'm man.
Yes, sir.
Praise God.
Glory.
Oh, so they said, oh, you're missing something. Yeah, you're missing. Now you're here. You got the opportunity to have eternal life. If you already got it, you got eternal life. You're missing death.
Right.
And young people don't let them tell you that you're missing something. You're missing death. And the death dressed up in the presence of sin is for a short season.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Moses speaking the reproach of Christ, greater riches than all the treasures of Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you do too. Remember I said in the message, token. These all those people, my brother, my sister, get under the token quickly. Don't take a substitute. A substitute. Other people have substitutes.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, I feel good. That's good. That's good. You got the life. But Christ in you, the overflow. He said, and Rabbi put it like this, and I just read it like you said. He said, don't do it. Don't just imagine it. You stay there until you know the token is applied. With until your whole heart, your mind, that within Christ is in you. Until all the nonsense of the world is gone, until your whole heart desire is Him. See, then you know you got it when your whole heart desire is Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to take any chance. We're right at the end now. And man, some of you may have been in this way, in this service of the Lord a long time. Amen, but it's no time to slack up, it's no time to give up, it's time to give all you got now. For the finish line, almost in sight.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Rabbi said in Abraham, the message called Abraham said, now you can be mentally worked up, or emotionally worked up, and just imagine your face. And but when your spirit bears record with His spirit, your life compared with God's power, then you got a pretty good conception. It's all at peace.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. If it don't compare with that, then you better come back again. If you don't love Him with all your heart and with all your soul and all your mind, if sin doesn't just make you tremble at the thought of it, you better come back again.
Mm-hmm.
Be sure. Amen. See, faith doesn't look at the present time, faith looks out. It looks to see what God wants. It looks at the end of the road, it looks to see what God wants and works according. Rabbi said, that's what faith does.
Right.
See, if God wants, see what God wants and God and what God wants done, and faith operates through that. Faith has long range vision.
Mm-hmm.
It don't lose sight. It holds to the top. Amen. You know when you shoot, you get a scope. You don't need a scope to tell the time. You need a scope to see a long range target.
Right.
And that's what real faith. We look to the end of the road.
Amen.
Amen. You keep your eyes on the end of the road and keep going forward.
Right.
Now look at the circumstance. You get nervous. You quit. But keep your eyes on the end of the road.
Amen.
Remember the bicycle contest that was born. They had to ride a board so high, I forget
right.
how high, and
right.
so long. They had to ride that board, and the one that stayed on won a bicycle.
Right.
There
right.
were a lot of boys.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them were really good.
Mm-hmm.
They could ride their bicycle without holding the handlebars.
Mm-hmm.
They could go get the groceries. Then after, but that one little boy, he just held on to both handlebars.
Mm-hmm.
And they called him a sister. So
yeah, yeah.
But who won the contest? He did.
Yes.
So they all got around and said, well, Jim, how did you do it?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I watched you. So you better ride to me. I can't ride without holding the handlebar. Neither can I ride without holding to the cross.
Right.
Amen. But it said, I watched you. When you got on there, you looked down and you tried
right.
to balance yourself.
Right.
You got nervous. You fell off.
Right.
But I never looked down. I just looked at the end and kept steady.
That's Amen. Right. Mm-hmm.
I just looked at the end and kept steady. It'll be worth it all when you see Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Trial, life, travel, see so small when you see Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Let's keep steady. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Faith knows no defeat. Amen. You know, no, faith can't be defeated. Amen. I say, can I go on a little bit?
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Satan attacks us in different ways. He attacks our conscience.
Yes.
You know, a conscience of knowledge of right and wrong. So many times he attacks people by their conscience.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Let's look at Hebrews 5. Hebrews 5:12. For time we ought to be teaching, we have need that one teach you again, which be the first principle of the articles of God. Because such as have need of milk and not a strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a baby. But strong meat belongs to them that are full age, even those who by reason of youth have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Amen. See, some people don't, they conscious of the knowledge of right and wrong, and people don't know what right and what's wrong.
All right.
Amen. You know, some people, they think a lie is right when it's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I can't remember what Brother Bill was telling about some politicians. And one in the old day, I think, Abraham Lincoln said that he always tell the truth. And so Obama said, I always tell a lie. And Clinton said, I don't know the difference. that's about the way over politics today. Amen. How you know when they lie? They're lips are moving.
All right.
Oh, they help their father the devil. He's the father of lies.
That's right. Yeah.
But people don't know right and wrong. Many people can't judge between what's right and wrong or what's true and error.
Yeah.
Oh, they think that you're against perversion, homosexual thing, you're precious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was told that that's precious. I said, well, I'm against prostitution. Is that precious?
Yeah.
Well, no. Well, I said, well, that's worse than prostitution.
Yeah.
It's more of a perversion.
Yeah.
But they don't know it. Like Pilate asked Jesus, he said, what is truth? Jesus said, I've come that the truth may be manifested. Everyone of the truth believes me, hears me. And Pilate said, what is truth? Well, he was standing in the face of truth and asked him, what is truth?
Mm.
And people will look right in the Word of God and say, what is truth?
Mm. That's good.
So they don't know what truth when they see it.
Mm.
Brother, I said, in the art, Walter, do you know preachers today can't judge which is right, the Word of God or their church denomination? Well, you can tell them that, but they take their denominational.
Yes,
I mean, what's the matter, people? And they ask their pastor, and the pastor says this, so that's what they got pastor religion. That's the absolute.
Yeah.
One of my neighbors, we were riding home from work, and he brought it up. He said, the Bible said, whatever you do in word and deed, do it all in the name of Jesus Christ. I said, yeah, that's right. Why are all these people baptized in the tower with Father, Son, and Holy Ghost? I knew they did it. He said, well, is there any scripture for that? I said, I'm glad you asked. So I gave him a bunch of scripture. He looked them up. Said, yeah. He called his pastor. And the pastor said, we don't have no true record of how the apostle really baptized.
Hmm.
You don't have a true record. You just read out the Bible.
Yeah.
I said, and they used to be talking to you guys. You don't believe the Bible is a true record.
Right.
Mm. But then he believed his pastor, though he read it out of the Word of God, because that was his absolute.
Wow.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. People believe everybody. They believe their leaders. The people that lead the message, mm-hmm. they believe those guys more than they do the Word of God.
Mm.
Them guys, they got nothing but argument.
Yeah.
They don't even have a life. If they were so godly, if they were so spiritual, why are they looking more and more like the world?
Amen.
Mm. God's a separator. He don't blend in with the world.
Yes. Hallelujah.
If you want to be like the world, you can't be like God.
Amen.
If you love the like the world, the love of God not in you.
Amen. Father. Yeah.
But Brown said in our call, he said, he was talking about preachers, couldn't judge between right and wrong. He said, they don't know which road to take. They can't judge between right and wrong. I know the Bible said it, but our church says. See, people are not capable of judging right and wrong. anything that's contrary to the Bible is wrong. God's word is right. Let every man's word be a lie. Let God be true. Amen. And the Bible said it in Isaiah 5:20. It said, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, and put darkness for light and light for darkness, and forbidden for sweet and sweet for bitter. That's the day. I see a sign on a movie, one theater one time said, good is evil. I said, the Bible said it. They were doing it. Called good evil and evil good. And that's what they're doing today. They think the thing that's so contrary to the word of God is good, is great, but it's death.
Amen.
The Bible said war. Let's go to 1 Timothy. Tell us the scripture. Hope you love the word.
Amen.
First Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Speaking lies and hypocrisy. Having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanded to abstain from meat, which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth.
Amen.
Amen. For every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused if it's received with thanksgiving.
Yeah.
For it's sanctified by the word of God in prayer.
Yeah.
Amen. This song was a part for the faith. Giving heed to seducing spirit and doctrine of the devil.
Right.
Amen. Why? That, you know, that speaks of the Catholic Church, but not only the Catholic Church.
Right.
Many have departed from the faith, and anything that's contrary to the word is a doctrine of the devil.
Right. Amen.
Oh, they tell people, all you do is come to church, and, you know. And some of them got away from tithes and offering anyway. They pay their dues. My brother went there, the Baptist church, my brother went down there, and a woman died, and they said, well, they say if you pay your dues, she will make it. She paid her dues, she made it. I'm sure she made it somewhere. You can't pay your way to heaven.
Amen.
It ain't a pay the dues. You got to be a part of Christ to go to heaven.
Glory to God.
But the people are satisfied with that, or they wouldn't stay there.
Mm-hmm.
Like people that been ruled over them, they want a man king, or the man can rule over them.
Wow.
They get under his spirit.
Yeah.
But we want to be under the spirit of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Brother said, in this evil, the God of this evil age, he said, the church are disobedient and the church are obedient have nothing in common. One is of the day, amen. The other one is of the night, darkness, evil age. This evil age, darkness, nightclub, dancing, they yet blown to church. It's okay with their God. See, their God is either. They're the denomination of God. They don't have any condemnation about it. Nothing bothered him. Why, it don't condemn me to cut my hair, a woman said. It don't hurt my conscience. She got no more conscience than a snake got here. That's a popular word. She got no conscience. They've been seared so hard to don't even know what it is.
That's right.
Their conscience has been seared. They're worse than the Pharisees.
Right.
So how can you say they're worse? The Pharisees still have a conscience, you know. They brought a woman, they caught a woman in the act of adultery.
Right.
But they forgot to bring the man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, people don't commit adultery by themselves.
Amen.
But they just brought the woman. I don't know, he might have been a friend of them. But they brought the woman, and instead of the law says she should be stoned, what say you? And Jesus acted like he didn't hear. They kept after him. He started writing on the ground. I wonder what he was writing. Maybe he was writing that scene.
All right.
Mm-hmm. But they said it was going to be by their conscience that the stones started dropping. And they started leaving. But people don't have conscience either. I mean, the world is insane. You know, they just go in a place and just start shooting down people for a conscience.
Oh,
yeah.
Aren't you glad we're getting ready to go home?
Yeah.
Amen. This is a dangerous place to be.
Yeah.
But God take care of his own.
Amen.
Amen. some people's conscience are so seared that they're not convinced, no matter how many things they do wrong. They're not convicted at all. No matter how much they do wrong, like, they don't hurt my conscience, so it's so sin. Matter of fact, some of them think it's good. Doing wrong, they're really happy.
Wow.
Like, you remember that woman Brother Brown talked about that God called her in his meeting?
Yeah.
Amen. And told her, and she really bawled him out.
Yeah.
Yes. So don't you never embarrass her.
Yeah, yeah.
Say that I want somebody to say, well, Lord would call this a nonsense, I'm young. If I want somebody to talk to me, I'll get somebody with some sense, not somebody like you.
Mm-hmm.
She said, well, say what you want. And you come back later, she was drunk, drinking, but I was just staying around a skirt, underneath skirt, hanging out. And he looked at her, said, I think she was a deacon now.
Mm-hmm.
He looked at her and said, yeah, that was a good man. And he said, hello there, priest.
Mm-hmm.
Take a drink out of my bottle.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you have a cigarette?
That's right.
So don't you shame yourself all of a sudden, God? Said, you know, you remember what you told me?
Mm-hmm.
So that wasn't my last call. Mm-hmm. And said, so my heart would have been so hard, I could see my mother's soul frying in hell like a pancake in last.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
She had seared her conscience. She didn't have no conviction. No,
mm-hmm.
Nothing to care about her.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. That's what people get these days. People are so hard they care nothing about anything.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just go on a little bit. Let's go to Hebrews 10.
Thank
you. Hebrews 10:19. Having therefore, brethren, boldly to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he hath consecrated for us through the veil. That is to say, his flesh. Having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw nigh with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our body washed with pure water. Amen. Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. Amen. Amen. So let's look at another one. As we close on the conscience, we don't want our conscience seared. We want to have a good and pure conscience before
mm-hmm.
God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. We could go on with some conscience, but we want to skip over because we get late. Amen. But many people, I just say this, many people are not conscious of the presence of God. That's when they do the thing they do because they're not conscious of the presence of God. If they're really conscious of the presence of God, they wouldn't do the thing they do.
Mm-hmm.
And many times as believers, we are not conscious enough of the presence of God. Now, half the time we're so worried and we're all upset because we don't realize that God is with us. And God is working everything together for our good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Praise God.
Last week, the Bible said in the last day, they will have a form of God that will deny the power. I realize that God is saying yesterday, today. But let's move on to affection. Affection is your attraction to something, your care or your love for something. Amen. Brother Brown said, people, and he cares for people cheat and they lie until you almost have to have a bond of security to borrow $5 for somebody. I know that the Bible speaks that there will be no love in the last day, but just among elect people.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. And that's the way it is. I was talking to a brother in Vancouver, and I stopped through that church. And said, well, it used to be you could just shake hands and say, that's why the brother tell me, he's been a contract for years. So it used to be they just shake hands and agree, but now you got all kind of purpose sign and this. Why? Because people are not honest. Unless they're a Christian.
Amen.
Amen. But see, we're talking about our affection. About if we love the things of the world, as I said before, then the love of God is not in you. Amen. Your affection are still on the world, then the love of God is not even in you. Amen. But the Holy Spirit separates us from the things of the world and from the cares of this world, and our whole affection is on Christ Jesus. Whether we live or die, we'll serve him and love him and go forward doing all we can to magnify him to the people. Amen. One more scripture before we go. Colossians chapter 2. If you then be risen in Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above and not on things of this earth. For you're dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall he also appear with him in glory. Amen. Praise God. Amen. If you want to belong to heaven, Brother Brown said, unfailing reality of the living God. Then you're there, then that's where your affection ought to be. On things above. Jesus, set your affection on things above and not on things of the earth. They're going to fall. Stay with God. Stay with reality. God is reality. Amen. He always been in all ages. And any time that man ever walked with God, God come up in reality that forms signs and wonders and miracles with his people. It's God's purpose to do so. So now, amen. Amen. We're in the greatest battle, but we only win inside.
Amen.
As you read the back of the book, you realize we won.
Amen.
Amen. We can't lose with Christ on the inside. For great is he that's in you, and he's in the world.
Amen.
Amen. Let's just pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I believe you laid this on my heart before I left. And Lord, it's been kind of long, a little long for midweek service. But I pray that you put it, you fortify your soldiers for the battle, Lord. Mm-hmm. May they be armed for the battle, Lord. May they recognize the enemy, Lord God, and defeat them with the word of God every time. So, Lord, when we're in this great contest, you gave us the best thing we could to battle the enemy with. And that's yourself, Lord. And there's nothing greater than you. When you gave us your word, you are the word, Lord. And there's nothing more powerful than you, Lord. And the word of God is the atomic bomb against the enemy. The word of God will defeat it in time, Lord. Bless these saints, Lord, as they gather out, Lord. May they take something home with them, Lord. May there be something that's said, Lord, that will anchor in their heart and give them greater victory as they face the battle tomorrow and the days coming. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Amen.
Say praise the Lord. Turn to the Lord. Brother Willie tonight. Just love the way that the Lord just kind of brought those things to our hearts. This greatest battle. Amen. The battle of mind. Prophet gives us that. So the greatest battle is ever fought the one that's actually fought in mind. And I love that one statement he made. You can't overcome with your head knowledge. It's going to have to be a revelation, something that God drops down in the heart. I think too many people are actually trying to just with head knowledge, you know. And it's very easy to get head knowledge. You know, you can just hang around the church and learn behaviors. You can learn patterns. You can learn how to act just like everybody else acts. You know, I mean, all that's a learned behavior, but if it's not in the heart, church, make sure we don't have this thing in our head, but it's got to be way down. Amen. In the heart. Amen. It's in the heart. We appreciate you tonight, brother. Thank you so much for just having your heart to come our way. Amen. And you could have went so many other places, but you came this way. And we're very, very grateful. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. The one thing that the Brother Willie was talking about how the devil just like to bring past against us. We make mistakes. I love that. The scripture of Jesus said that God won't even impute, amen, those things against us when we are, you know, when we're really walking underneath the blood. You don't even look at the mistakes, right? It's one thing to willfully do some things wrong.
Right.
And it's another thing, you know, when you just kind of make a mistake when you do something, you quickly repent. But this song says, the blood that gives me strength from day to day will never lose its power. And that's why we're grateful, amen, for what Jesus did at Calvary's cross. We don't have to walk around with our heads hanging down. We can lift them up because our God has washed us in his blood. Amen. Let's sing a few choruses of this before we leave. Stand to your feet. Amen. And help me sing this.
Its power.
It reaches to the highest mountain.
Oh, it reaches to the highest mountain. Yes, it does. Oh, and it flows through the lowest valley. Oh,
here to this area, just sharing the words of life. Amen. Which with our hearts, we just appreciate it. We pray your blessings upon him. We pray your blessings upon his church, the work that he's doing there in the Yukon. We ask that you would just be a part of it. God, that you would add, amen, to the numbers that are meeting with the very purpose that we're all here, still in this earth. The rapture hasn't come yet because there's still a soul that's got to be reached. So God, I pray that you bless his efforts in trying to reach out there in that area, God, and bring them in from the fields of sin. So bless, Lord, and amen, continue to anoint the work. Amen, anoint your servant. We pray, God, that as we leave this place but not your presence, that we would go, Father, Lord, in the strength of the word that's been given to us tonight, may we come back at the appointed time on Sunday, God, for a time of prayer, a time of Sunday school, a time of worship. And God, just everything that will be done, may you be glorified. And help us, Lord, to apply our hearts and our minds, amen, towards the service of the Lord, that you might minister and lead us here in a very special way. God, we don't want head knowledge. Amen. We don't want it that way. But God, we want this to be real in the depths of our souls. So we pray, God, that you would give us the experiences that only you can to make it real within our souls. We pray, God, that you would bless us, God, as we leave this place, but not your presence. It's in Jesus' mighty name that we ask it. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. You can be seated. The brothers will come to dismiss you. Amen. God bless you.
Put that in there, let me show you.